This is Luca Mino, and we are back. We are back at Luca's World. And I love that song, and I chose that song, and I even asked permission to use it because it's a song that talks about, you know, Sonny comes home. Well, Luca comes home. Luca is back, and I'm hoping it'll stay that way. I'm hoping that my health will stay that way. At Luca's World, we're talking about basically everything and anything pertinent to what's going on today. I love intermingling that with medical news and medical moments, which I'm going to call them. I'll get to that in a minute. But first, my disclaimer. The lines are going to be open as well, and I'll give the numbers after my disclaimer. My disclaimer very simply says, it's kind of ironic. Let me tell you the story, because when I listened to Cody Snodgrass talking about Oklahoma City bombing and how he was the one offered the money to blow the building up, etc., when he talks about it on the air, that's the first thing he says. I have a disclaimer, and we can't talk about people that are alive. And he talks certain paragraphs of certain articles as his disclaimer. And I said to myself, that's interesting. Why don't I start by making something up like that for my disclaimer? And I said to myself, the only disclaimer I can think of is Socrates. And somebody comes up to him and asks him one day, you know, he says, hey, have I got a story to tell you about a friend of yours? And he stops, he put his hands up, and he says, basically, if it's not true, if it's not useful, and if it's not good and necessary, don't bother telling me, to make a long story short. So that's what my disclaimer is to RBN and to wherever I'm going to be, because other than that, it's a waste of time. It's wasting your time and mine. So we're going to make sure that, you know, everything is as true as it can be and as useful as it can be. The lines are going to be open. Okay, after my medical moment, let's say, 512-248-8252 and toll free 1-800-313-9443. No, actually, before the medical moment, we're going to do our prayer. How's that? We have a prayer. I have a prayer in store for everyone about stress. And this is not like a religious prayer or anything. Don't get me wrong. It's kind of a wink-wink type thing. In your daily struggles, in your daily hardships, always remember. In two of my favorite movies, The Last Samurai and Avatar, if you've seen them, the leaders of the tribe to whom, like, you know, the people everybody looks to, right, in times of trouble, they too are confused and don't understand the meaning of today's messages sometimes. Totally. And so next time you're frazzled, don't feel bad. Apparently the best among us have the same issues. So that's my prayer for everybody today. How to deal with anxiety. Good grief. Medical moment. Well, this is going to be a new segment, I guess, because I just invented it the other day, medical moment. I kind of like it, where I can excuse myself for a minute and talk about stuff that's important, and also my rebirth, if you'd like, into a cancer-free individual coming from fourth-stage cancer in November 2020. I wanted to talk about the urine bag I have on me this morning for a few minutes, if people can oblige. But first, houseplants. Houseplants react to music, right? You've seen pretty much, I'm sure, you know, the speakers where they put classical music and they have the beautiful flowers or, you know, foliage, whatever, you know, plants on top of the speakers, and they play classical, and then they next to it they have the hard rock experiment with the same plants. And of course, we know which one kind of whittles and dies, right? Well, the human body's exactly the same, and it'll respond to you if you listen and if you ask. And I think it's one of the hardest things that people have to figure out. How do I listen? How do I ask? What are you talking about? You know, while we still can, I'm having a hard time in meditation doing that type of thing. And I haven't been vaxxed. I'm on no big pharma whatsoever. So imagine that. And I'm having a hard time connecting. I'm having a hard time focusing and forgetting and having a blank mind. That's That's Mount Everest for most people. What do you mean a blank mind? Yeah, don't think of anything. In The Last Samurai, again, if people have seen the movie, no mind. Tom Cruise looks at him. What do you mean, no mind? He says, no mind. No mind the people watch. No mind everybody else. No mind the world, you know? Don't think of anything else when you're meditating. It's a real exercise. But just in passing, a little anecdote here. So I'm still blown away. I'm still in awe, basically, when I'm watching my stoma through the transparent pouch that has the urine bag attached to it. I'm sitting there watching it sometimes, and the best thing I can explain it, it's, you know, a little red piece of flesh that sticks out of your body, right? Well, it acts like a snail. It pushes forward, and then it goes back in, and then it comes out, and then it retracts, and then it gets smaller by pulses, and then it spews out the urine in the bag. And you look at it, and it has absolutely nothing to do with how we react as a person, consciously, whatever you want to call it. It's a completely separate entity. It's a totally separate circuitry or network. There you go, that's a better word. And it moves, and you have no control over it whatsoever. And I was just, you know, it's like an intricate machine. And I'm just blown away by it when I look at it. And also the fact that it functions like it needs to in order to survive and thrive. So basically, it's, you know, it's at the mercy of what we give it, the food we eat, the pills we take, whatever we take in, ingest. That's how heavy this is, you know, and that's how much we have control over our bodies if we wish to, you know, if we want to take that control. Most of us are just so locked into everyday life that we don't really think about it. So here it comes. I have a meme that says, people who refuse pharmaceuticals and work on their health naturally are the healthiest people alive. When did they become spreaders of disease, Mr. President? When did they become the selfish ones? The pandemic of the unvaccinated? There's Biden as he's spitting in the microphone, pointing, you know, this is the pandemic of the unvaccinated. I'm, okay. Well, you know what? they put the most time, the most effort, and the most resources towards their own health more than anybody else. Because, you know, it's like a temple. I hate to use that cliche, you know, it's the temple, you are what you eat, and all those cliches that we roll our eyes at. Well, that's what it is. And I'm sitting here with my yogurt ready to go and my water, drinking a lot more water than normal. So more on the medical matters when people want to call in and talk about it, or when it's, you know, applicable. So I have a news flash for me today. it's a pretty amazing one. It's like another medal on my chest, if you will. I tried Facebook. I got kicked off. I tried Twitter. I got kicked off. I tried Instagram. I got ticked off. I got ticked out. Yeah, I'm reading the next one. I tried TikTok. Got kicked off. I got ticked off, right? I tried LinkedIn. Got kicked off very quickly, too, because LinkedIn is more for, you know, administrative affairs, etc. YouTube, I got 2 strikes out of 3. So I must be telling the truth somewhere. And I remember my last post on TikTok, finally, when they just came out with that picture that said, you know, not your account has been banned, but you account. And it's too bad I can't post it, because I think I'll make a movie or a video with that. It's like it's coming straight out of China. You know, you account or something, or somebody just made a really bold error. You account has been banned. And I remember the last post was Colin Powell lying to Congress, waving the anthrax vial, if anybody remembers that. Lying son of a bitch. Yeah, well, we gave Saddam the anthrax. Hello. And then we turned on him and we hung him, right? Just to make it look good. And I'm going to get into that later on with Gaddafi a little bit, because it's really important to me. And people need to know this, I think, because most people don't, if you haven't researched it. So I'm going to start with something that I heard, Thought Crime Live, the show before us. Thought Crime Live by Stephen Douglas Whitener. I wanted to throw this at him because I really appreciated what he was saying when he was talking about cognitive dissonance. I had a little something for him that I had to throw in. This is what I mean. The shows never get set up. They never get prepared in advance. Like a half hour before the show, there's always something to throw in. The magicians behind the curtains, they know that human consciousness co-creates reality based on what the mind believes to be true and real. This process is amplified when instilled in the collective consciousness of the masses. So they're projecting what they want into your minds so you can build it for them. I thought that was amazing. So that goes to Stephen Douglas Whitener from Thought Crime Live, because I was listening to you and it was pretty intriguing. And I'm going to be listening more to RBN as time goes on. But let's get into my slideshow here, because it's kind of important to get things right. And if my computer wants to oblige, there we go. Every single bit of chaos is being created on purpose. Think of all the chaos that's going on. Every single bit of it is being created on purpose. Every last nonsensical bit of it. The purpose is so that when the time comes, you'll be begging for order. Like their order. And we know which one that is. And it's like ordo ab cao, the Latin phrase, order from chaos. It's like the Hegelian dialectic. I finally got that right. Hegelian dialectic. Mr. Hegel invites something that sounds like problem, reaction, solution. Okay, so they know the solution that they want, and they know what they're going to do to create it. So they engineer what they're going to do about the problem. They make the problem. Then they engineer the solution after they wait for a reaction by the public. So this is basically what's going on now. We have so many sheep in this world. I'm really surprised. I didn't think so many of us would be buying so much of it. And that is because there are highly paid people. like in New York State, wow. In New York State, the Zionists are so good at it. Now they can send you and your children to forced quarantine, even if you're not sick. The conservative news and right-wing news has a story on that, Right Edition. I'm going to say that again. The state of New York can send you and your children to forced quarantine whether you're sick or not. And that's in New York State. And another article from globalresearch.ca says, whoa, alert, New York State says, dangerous, very dangerous precedent for draconian quarantine regulations to come, perhaps. Say, and if you watch really carefully what they're doing, people are getting awards for breaking the will of vaccine hesitant service members. Oh boy. Yeah, it goes on to talk about this Lieutenant Colonel blacked out. You know, distinguished yourself in the performance of blacked out. United States as commander, blacked out. But you go further down, and all of a sudden, it says she was implementing the Department of Defense coronavirus vaccine mandate, counseling 80 vaccine-hesitant airmen to achieve 90% of the vaccine rate. So, okay, so they're getting awards for that, pushing it as much as you can. If anybody heard Roger Landry's talk about the military, we're going to get into that very shortly. But for now, I'm going to ask my kind producer to play the John Holler clip, because this guy was, 10 years ago, okay? You listen to him for almost 2 minutes, and He goes on classified. He wants to talk about classified. And I just want you to count how many times you hear classified and say to yourself, oh, okay, so this is what? Okay, well, I'll let you hear it. Shall we play it?
Congress shall now vote for approval of H.R. 8791, the Homeland Terrorism Preparedness Bill. Said bill requests emergency response funding up to and including, I'm sorry, this section is classified, dollars to prepare for a national-level terrorist attack and or attack from classified. Funding for first responder personnel and vehicles would be doubled if said attack leads to more than 80% of national population being affected by classified. This funding shall commence in conjunction with the first attack on classified or the first large-scale outbreak of classified, dependent upon which comes first. Civilian and military units shall be trained in containment and combat of classified, including irradiated classified, with possibility of classified airborne, classified flesh-eating, classified, and or all of the above, in such event as classified spewing, classified escape, are released or otherwise become uncontrollable. Air Force units may also be directed to combat said classified due to their enormous size and otherworldly strengths. Should event occur in urban areas, Jesus, that's classified, far surpassing our darkest nightmares. Should casualties exceed classified body disposal actions, shall be halted and associated resources shall be reallocated to classified underground, classified protected birthing centers. A new Bill of Rights shall be drafted and approved by classified. Having now reviewed the bill, I ask you to please cast your votes.
I ask you to please cast your votes. Classified. We have a caller that we've been ignoring. I'm sorry. Chance from West Virginia is on line one. Do we have her?
Yes, it's a he. It's a he. How you doing? This is the Yes, this is the first time I tuned into your show. I had to call in because you mentioned your story, and I just wanted to call and congratulate you on your recovery. I had to do that because I'm a cancer survivor myself, and I feel a special kinship with people who have been through what I've been through, and I'm glad to hear that you're about your recovery.
Well, sir, I can't tell you how much it warms my heart to hear that live on the radio across the nation, because what I'm going to answer that is very simple. I'm going to be not only slamming the medical establishment as being deliberately poisoning people, but also the fact that what I had to do was polar opposite to what I was suggested to do, right down to going to the oncology appointment to get chemo and radiation, which I did not. So I raised a furor with the medical establishment, and I'm going to share all that on this show. So it's going to be what people want to hear.
Yeah, I've been through the chemotherapy. I didn't have radiation, though, but I just wanted to congratulate you. And by the way, I counted like 18 or 19 classifieds in that little speech there.
Yeah. That's my point, you know. So they're protecting themselves, and that's what the court system's all about, and you know. But I just had to throw that. That's 10 years old, right?
Wow.
And you know,
so in other words, today would be like 36 or 37 classifieds if they had to repeat it. I presume.
Yeah, it would be like 20 or 10 times worse.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Can I ask you something? Luca is your name. Can I ask you what nationality that is?
Italian and German and born in the USA. Thank you so much for calling. We'll be right back. We're signaling that we have to go to the break. And this is Luca's World. We'll be back around the corner.
For For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
I love going in with that song because that's Bonnie Raitt. Oh, keep it on a bit more. That's my one of my favorite songs to smooth out. And if I ever had a dream of having a radio show, that would be one of the songs I'd play. And here we are. This is Luca Mino on Luca's World. We're back again. We have a caller on the line. This is Lynn from Maryland. Lynn, hello.
Hi, Luca. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Lynn.
I heard you for the first time last week, and you are such an inspiration, and I just thank God for you. Actually, you're talking about sitting in your recliner and lifting your leg.
Yes.
That really helped me because I'm struggling a lot. I'm health-wise not doing so great, and but going to get better. And that was really wonderful. Actually, I call you about the plant thing, but first, I had a doctor that wanted to do surgery on me. This was years ago because there was a possibility I had cancer, and I called the night before, and I said, you know, and I was in my late 40s, probably mid-40s, and I said, I'm not particularly attached to my uterus, but I don't think you messing with it would be helpful. And I went on a raw food diet and started using natural progesterone cream, and I was fine.
There so. You go. See, and this is for you, okay? What I'm going to say is just for you. You have just, by saying what you're saying, what you're doing is you're creating healing for yourself by praising other people. It's going to come back to you tenfold. What your body is saying, live on this network is that we all have a chance to heal ourselves naturally, but they don't want to tell us. We've never been taught how to farm in school. We've never been taught what to eat. We've never been told the essentials because they want us to depend on them, and that's the system they created. And this show will be talking about that in your honor and people like you. I was really, when I couldn't move my legs, it was all about, you know, is this going to be Luca in a wheelchair for the rest of his life? And it's like, hell no. And, you know, every doctor looks at me, oh, you look better than last time, you know, and it's like, they don't care. It's not, what's the word? It's not economically viable for them to know about healing without chemotherapy, without big pharma, without, you know, without radiation. And it's so sweet of you to call for that. Thank you so much.
Well, it's what they know and what they've been taught. It's kind of like preachers. You know, the worst thing you could do is go to Bible college or something. The other thing, though, is like with the driver's license and biometrics and all that stuff, I can't get my driver's license renewed. And now for a doctor for my prescriptions, I had to get my thyroid medicine and my adrenal stuff. They're like wanting to do a cheek swab. And I'm like, no, not playing the game. You can't have my DNA. But here was the important thing and the reason I was going to call. You know the thing you talked about, the plants? If you put a plant in front of your router or a wireless base station, that plant will die in no time at all. If you put a cordless phone in a beehive when the bees leave, they will not return to the hive.
Yeah.
One of the worst things we can do, and actually the Supreme Court ruled this past session about regulations about EPA, and I called my congressman and I said, then talk to FCC, because FCC will not allow us to address biological effects of wireless on our bodies. And we're exposing our children and ourselves to all of this wireless. And it's not just, you know, trying to get you to buy crap. It's mind control. They're running VR in the background of screens, and it affects every part of our body and the entire environment. And they'll throw Monsanto under the bus to protect telecom. I mean, what's that say?
Oh yeah, and you know it's all about the person with the most amount of toys at the end wins. It's nothing. It's got nothing to do with health. It never has. And people are waking up now to know that. I hate to say it, but the government never really has cared for us ever. This government is built by Freemasons. The court system is built to protect them from us. The medical establishment is there just to help people, you know, or basically do what I think they should be doing is only, you know, to replace a leg or to replace a lung or you know, like to sew somebody up, but not getting into big pharma. And it's all.
Well, now they're genetically engineering pigs and implanting pig hearts in people who are brain dead. I mean, what an abomination that is.
Yeah. See,
I mean, that's just an abomination. It's like DARPA. DARPA does not fund medical research. Now, they do medical research in VA hospitals on quadriplegics and amputees, yes. But it's not for that purpose. It's for robotics.
Yes, and you know, I'm going to be getting
converging technologies. You know, the study they started in 2000 that was supposed to take 20 years and was completed by 2010. So, but I really appreciate it. We need to be wise. We need to be wise. And we need to listen to God and get back to nature from someone who pretty much sits in the recliner. And my husband was in a wheelchair. He was a quadriplegic because he broke his neck. But thank you, Luca. I am looking forward to hearing you on Saturdays now. And just keep getting well, and I will keep you in my prayers. Thank you.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you for calling. This is a short segment, and we will be back after a station identification. This is Luca's show, Luca's World.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
World, that's a really important part of the wall, that part there, tear down the wall. That's what we're doing. That's basically what we're doing. And while we wait for other callers, I want to throw this in from Children's Health Defense. Just to let people know what the CIA is doing for the World Economic Forum, the anti-disinformation industry has nothing to do with preparing a gullible public, protecting a gullible public from information that may cause them to make bad or unhealthy choices. It's all about creating and directing a narrative to control the population and hide truths, which might overthrow the ruling cabal and its plans for a one world government. In 1948, the CIA's Office of Special Projects launches Operation Mockingbird, a clandestine CIA media infiltration campaign that involved bribing hundreds of journalists to publish fake stories at the CIA's request. I mean, you can look at this stuff. This stuff is online all over the place. And when you hear my program about the Oklahoma City bombing, you'll even hear me speak about Project Slammer, which is a CIA high-level assassination program. Good grief. During the CIA Cold War. Okay. Disparaged the CIA propaganda disparaged communist ideologies. And today it promotes radical ideas that bring us closer to the Great Reset. So everything is connected. And most organizations claiming to promote truth and counter disinformation are in fact doing the exact opposite. The latest and most blatant example in this, and everybody will kind of start nodding, is this Ministry of Truth moron, the Disinformation Governance Board set up by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, right? There's only one thing about that, is that there's one great picture of that person with a book by Hitler called Mein Kampf, and she's sort of grinning at it as if it was information, disinformation. Well, I have news for her, and we'll be doing shows on that in John Stadmiller's honor on top of that. So it's important to cover all of our bases here. So what have we got in Congress? Okay, let's see. Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law, Angela Chow, sits on the board of the Communist Chinese government's Bank of China. Did we know that? I didn't. You know, and you have stuff like that all the time, nonstop. The Gateway Pundit says A.G. Merrick, Merrick Garland, he refuses to commit to ethics review of his family's financial ties with CRT publications. So, you know what I mean? Like, this is what my newsflash is all about. And Zuckerberg now warns that COVID-19 vaccines are experimental and unproven in a leaked video. But Facebook bans you, of course, if you say the same thing. So, Sam, do we have any callers lined up? How are we doing? Okay, is he there now?
Yes. Oh, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, there he is. There he is. And we have a special caller today. And the reason why I'm talking about all this, I'm going to have to go backwards, is because we're talking about our America being targeted. And Roger Landry on the phone with us just did a scathing report on the deliberate destruction of our military after, former JAG says military leaders are overruling physicians, revoking COVID exemptions, U.S. Army slashes pay for 60,000 soldiers who refuse the jab, mandate, you know, all this stuff is on the Liberty Beacon website, thelibertybeacon.com. There's no more excuse for not knowing anything. And Roger is our guest on the phone. Let me just finish my list here. Did DOD fake data to hide injuries? CRT, transgenderism, and diversity, equity, and inclusion are destroying our military. So, what's the deal, Roger? Welcome to the program, first of all.
Hello. Wait a minute. Look, what's the deal? For anybody who doesn't understand, this, you're looking at a play that's been ongoing since probably the turn of the century, and maybe even earlier. There's absolute proof beyond a shadow of a doubt that the main mechanism that's being utilized for all of this, okay, that's being utilized, the reason why you have to take the American military down, the reason why you have to squash the biggest economy that the world has ever seen, all of the reason behind this is because you're looking at what's called the Great Reset. You're looking at a global reset whereby a very few take over dictatorial powers of all of humanity. But in order to do that, they're not stupid people. They do understand that controlling 8 billion people isn't exactly very easy to do. So one of the biggest things you need to do is pare down humanity. And the mRNA vaccine, there are probably over 100 patents for this thing going back to 2013 or earlier. So anybody who believes that when COVID-19 hit, splashed onto the scene, we had a six-month massive, put together by these big vaccine manufacturers on something that's never been tried, never been true, and something that was going to save humanity. This is a mechanism that has been developed over the last 15 to 20 years to do exactly the opposite. And there's two things that are a big concern to these people. One of them is, where are we headed as far as their money? Most people in the United States don't understand that the United States is a corporation, and those who own this corporation, their biggest fear right now is people my age. The biggest fear is Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid, and how it's bankrupting the country and them, because they literally own this country. So they need, why do you think when the COVID-19 vaccines came out, the biggest and fastest push was for the elderly? We're looking at, and I published another article today, we're looking at 700 million to a billion people dying between now and 2028, and that's on the low side. And these are experts saying this, not me. You cannot tell me that if you have patents going all the way back to 2013 on the mRNA vaccines, that they weren't aware of their ability and the spike protein's ability to cause massive issues with human physiology in both killing people off, causing heart conditions, causing whatever, especially making people so they can't have babies, infertility.
Yes.
All wow. of this has been coordinated over the last 20 years. This didn't happen yesterday. This is a plan that has been in, and what you've been talking about today is absolutely vital, but it's all components of the big play.
Yeah, I got a few other ones too that I'm looking at. You're talking vaccines. What have yes. we got here? Plans to rebuild the iconic Georgia Guidestones. on Wednesday of this week, I think it was the last week, okay, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla agrees to finance its reconstruction, listen to this, provided it be completed by February 23rd, 2023, a mere 6 months, 6 weeks, and 6 days after the mysterious explosion of the Georgia Guidestones. Hello. Okay. You know, this is sounding more like a satanic cult every day. Satanic cult initiation ritual. Dr. Russell Blaylock, Roger knows this, he recounted one time that a U.S. hospital was paid close to $100,000 per patient murdered with fatal and fake COVID protocols. Although that's immoral and ethical, he says, there's more going on than meets the eye. He says killing people for money qualifies as a full satanic cult initiation ritual.
What most people don't understand is when you go into a hospital, it may not be the doctors that are doing this, although to tell me that all of the doctors are totally unaware of what's going on is absolute bullcrap. But the thing of it is, if you take an elderly who is not necessarily having breathing conditions but are having other conditions, and you put them on a respirator and you leave them on a respirator, you basically condemn them to death. And a large majority of these elderly who have been targeted, and again, for financial reasons, if you stop to consider, they died as a result of or while being put on, guess what? A respirator. Or they died using drugs that were supposedly developed to hinder or to get rid of COVID-19, especially in the elderly body. And what they found out is that the side effects of these things, one of them is death. So what we're looking at is not only are the hospitals getting $100,000 for each one of these people who dies of COVID or with COVID, and there is a distinction between the two, but look at the proportion of them that are actually elderly, my age, over 65, a drain on the wealth of the planet, especially the United States.
Yeah. Well, that's the vaccine part. I really wanted to talk about sexualizing the children before the end of the show.
Oh, yeah.
And this is really relevant. And this is from Jason Kristoff. He says, corrupt ruling groups are paying teachers across the world to sexualize our children because very evil people in positions of power want to have sex with overly sexualized children. In psychology, it's called grooming. Now this grooming is worldwide, disguised as altruism, inclusion, gender equality, and child education. You know, teaching sex in second grade. I beg your pardon? You know, it's an open pedophile attack on our children.
It actually goes a little deeper than that.
If
you stop to consider, and I know you understand this, but for your audience, if you stop to consider that just about every dictator out there over the course of human history has known for a fact that if you wish to put a society in chaos, if you wish to have an easier time taking over a society, the first thing you do is isolate the children from the parents. Now, if you go into schools and you wear this, you know, this pretty green and blue and yellow and orange and red hair, and you've got these shiny clothes on, and you sit down and you laugh and you giggle with these children, and you tell them how great life is, and you tell them, well, you're a boy. You know what? It's much more fun to be a girl, so you should probably be a girl. Nowadays in the United States, if you go home and tell your parents, as a young boy of 10, 11, 12 years old, I was told that I can be a girl if I want to, and I think it would be much more fun to be a girl. And your parent tells you, or your parents tell you, that is an unequivocal no, it's not going to happen, forget about it. You go back as a child and tell your teacher or your guidance counselor this. The next thing you know, you've got a knock on the door from the U.S. government, and you've lost control of your child. You've lost custody of your child. You no longer have custody of your child. And your child will be put in state care, and your child will have sex change. This is the way, this is the country we live in today. But if you do this enough, if you teach these kids enough that you're being restricted from something that's fun, that's something that'll make your life better, what do? You're actually driving a wedge between the children and the parents. And that is vital for taking over and breaking down a society. Any dictator worth his weight in salt knows this. What do you see happening today? There is a massive wedge being driven between people my age, my children's age, and my grandchildren's age. A massive wedge. Anybody who thinks that any of this is an oops or an accident or a natural development, you're a freaking moron.
Well, you know, and for more education, pardon the pun, on what Roger's talking about that's being done to our kids, please Google John Taylor Gatto, G-A-T-T-O. He's got something out called The Purpose of Schooling. What I'd like to do is talk about the truth and the three C-R-A-C-Ys, the C Creases, I think you call them for short. Hang on a second. Let's get through this. The truth of our illusory world, okay? Terrorism is a fabrication created by the intelligence agencies and mainstream media that are run by the Vatican, the Rothschild, and the UK Queen. Money is a man-made worthless entity created by the rich rulers to enslave the masses and keep people in a state of perpetual labor for slave wage. And the education system that we're talking about right now is a propaganda machine put up by queens, kings, and supported by presidents, politicians, so to create obedient workers subservient to the system. Hard to talk today. Oligarchy. That's what I meant by the RCHYs. I have three of them. Oligarchy is ruled by the few. Plutocracy is ruled by the wealthy. And corporatocracy is a society governed or controlled by corporations, and we have all three.
I would agree with a lot of what you're saying, except that what people need to understand is you started out by saying that money is worthless and it is a mechanism of control utilized by those who control. And the thing of it is, or you said the rich, they're not rich because money is in fact worth nothing. What they do is they have a concentration of power. And how do they concentrate that power? Via money, a mechanism. So they don't necessarily have to have one single penny. They don't, because they own everything that we call money. If you look at a family like the Rothschilds, the Rothschilds are worth more than just about, with the exception of a few of the top nations on the planet, the Rothschild family is worth just about more than the gross national product of every country on this planet. We're talking about trillions of dollars with the family worth. And we're not talking a few, maybe $300 to $400 trillion. Now, what does money mean to these people? It means absolutely nothing. It doesn't. But so, what does mean something is control. This is what they have hoarded. This is what they have pulled close to them. Not only their control, but their control over the individuals who control us. They're puppets.
Right.
The Bidens of the world. The Trudeaus of the world. The Macrons of the world.
So what do they do once they're in power? They hang the petty thieves and they appoint the great ones to public office. Woo-hoo! Okay, I have to say this.
I got to run.
Okay.
I got to run.
Roger, is Sam the producer still there? He's there, right?
Yeah, he should be. He's always
okay.
there.
We have something for Roger, but before you play it, I want to say that everything bad in this world, everything corrupt in this world, everything that we want to get rid of is going to be getting rid of by the following procedure, if you may. I got to hear that clip. I got to hear that clip. Well, it's not playing, so we'll keep it for next time. That was a surprise for Roger. That's okay. Sometimes, you know, surprises work and sometimes they don't.
But I don't want to take up too much of your time. I'd like someone else to have a call in. I'd like you to have a chance to wrap up, and I don't want to sit here trying to bust in and say something while you're putting out some phenomenal wordage.
No, you're fine, and we'll leave you with the best kind of the worst kind of child abuse, using children to get paid more money, using like remembering Dr. Blaylock. There's Joe Biden. Joe Biden sings happy birthday to masked three-year-old on his way to get jabbed at the vaccine clinic. Okay? And I'm saying to myself, what's the worst kind of child abuse there is? You know, it's like, here, make us a lot of money. You know, we're not telling them it's not good for them. It could kill them. And we're not telling them that they're the most healthiest people on the planet, little people. You know, no. Go ahead. Get vaccinated. Happy birthday to you. What I mean?
You forced me into this.
The chances
of a child being seriously hurt or dying from COVID is 0.0008%, which basically means it doesn't exist. But the chances of a child being damaged, not only from the first shot or the second shot and the booster, are about 1,000 times higher than that. So basically what we are telling our parents is, here's a six-shot revolver. Spin the chamber. There's one bullet in there. Point it at your child's head, and if your child lives, you did a great job. And you walk away.
Yeah, I feel really bad because there are people, I'm looking, it looks like London, a person with a big sign up saying, unvaxxed are covering shifts for vaxxed that are off sick with COVID.
Yes. The vast majority of those dying across the planet today from quote unquote COVID, and that's another whole show by itself, are those who have been vaccinated three or four times.
My friend's sister died yesterday. Healthy kid in college, 24 years old, died on the soccer field.
Fully vaxxed.
How does this keep happening to our young, healthy people? Are we not even allowed to ask questions? Because I'm starting to have many questions.
That's why there's so much redirection and misdirection. So many disasters.
Let me just get into this. I got to finish this. A friend of his answers him. Nobody who's done the research has questions. We knew this would happen. We tried to warn you people. You called us conspiracy theorists. You ridiculed us. You defriended us. You canceled us. In my family, they threw me out. You know, that's the way it is.
Me too. Yeah, I'm a big nut. I'm a crazy person. And the thing of it is, how many times have we been proven right?
Yeah. So now in Australia, it just got approved for chemtrail vaccination for those that fought tooth and nail to have their bodies free of this gene therapy. We're about to get vaxxed from the sky. No words can describe how furious I am. This is a guy in Australia.
Yep. Coming to a nation near you.
July 14th of this year. That's what he says. I guess all we can do is prepare for the worst and pray, you know, and keep our bodies as healthy as we can. I'm surprised they haven't done this here yet.
Okay, if they had, you probably wouldn't have been told about it. And look, I've got to be on another call in about 3 minutes, so I'm going to jump off. And I really appreciate you giving me the time, Luca. You have a great show. And the people who listen to it need to listen to you and take away the valuable knowledge you impart.
Well, I can't thank you enough for calling in, Roger. Thank you very much for everything.
Yep. Have a great day, and thank you. And bye, Sam.
Cute.
I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Very quickly, this story really, really bothers me because I've been following what's going on in, you know, in the Middle East after 9/11, and I saw Saddam go down. I saw Assad go down. I saw Gaddafi go down. And, you know, there's Obama, who gets the Nobel Peace Prize after dropping 26,000 plus bombs in the Middle East. Okay. And they're all targeted, right? Like Gaddafi was. And I want to finish this show. I got to say this before the end of the show, because this is really important to me. He's asking America one question in a 9-minute video that you can find on YouTube. You can find it by going in the search engine on YouTube and typing in Gaddafi. Gaddafi says Saddam was hanged. We could be next. So he's asking America, why Iraq? What was the reason? And there's General Wesley Clark going, hey, we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq, then Syria, then Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and then finishing off with Iran. So these wars in the Middle East, they've been planned for a long time, long before 9/11. Satanic plan, perhaps, to slaughter millions and displace huge populations to poverty. It's all deliberate. So we'll be talking about stuff like that on our next show and further on down the line. Again, this is Luca Mino. 1 hour goes by really fast. This is Luca's World, and we'll see you next week.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Pick out a